This show contains language and themes that may be considered offensive to some. Please use your best judgment about whether or not you should be listening. Hello, and welcome to Sci-Fi Noise. I'm your host, Derek Howard. Sci-Fi Noise can be found at scifinoise.com. It's part of the Deliberate Noise Network. For more details, you can go to deliberatenoise.com. There you'll find links to almost all of the shows in the network. I am really slow on updating that main page. If you'd like to send feedback, please go to scifinoise.com, or you can send email to Derek, it's D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com, or you can call the audio comment line at 734-331-0772. This is going to be a very quick show because as I am speaking, I am getting my morning blood pressure medicine ready, and I have a conference call in about 20 minutes. So, the fact that I'm doing this just goes to show how dedicated I am to getting out a show today. That and the fact that the kids are still asleep and I can record. And I think one of them just went to the bathroom. In the bathroom, you know, not pissing in a bed or anything. They're not that young or stupid. Anyway, this morning I was greeted with the very welcome news that Continuum has been renewed for another season, for a third season. And that's pretty good. I mean, it's a really good show. If you didn't catch the season finale, I really suggest that you do it. It did something that a lot of second season shows do. You know, the first season, you don't end on a cliffhanger, all right? You end on a mild cliffhanger because you don't know if you're going to be renewed. So it's something like, okay, I've saved the world, but I'm still trapped in the past. Now what do I do? You know, one of those type of things. This one is a very, very blatant cliffhanger. It's like, I don't want to say it, but, you know, baby's been put in a corner. Right? And I'm not being sexist. That was from a movie. Oh, God, what movie was that? Something About Dancing. Anyway, so it was ended on a very, very blatant, very hard cliffhanger. It's one of those things where every character has been placed somewhere that begs for their story to be continued. Okay, the first season ended with things being revealed, set up like an underlying subplot for this season, but if it had ended after season one, still would have been one of those things like, man, I wonder what would have happened, you know? But this ending, it's like, wow, they've got to finish this story, you know? So, I mean, a lot of things, especially I've noticed Canadian shows, they do that at the end of the second season. So, it's been renewed for a third season. It's going to be on Sci-Fi. I was on Continuum's Facebook page, and, you know, everybody's happy. There's a bunch of likes, and some guy puts in a comment, well, why does it have to be on Sci-Fi? Well, no, what did he say? Something like, why does it have to go to Sci-Fi? They're just going to cancel it when we don't want them to. And I remember thinking to myself when I read that, where else is it going to go? I mean, think about it. Like it or hate it, and most people seem to hate it nowadays, there's no place else that would show, or excuse me, that would air a show like Continuum. I was thinking maybe, you know, because I know that ABC likes to pick up a lot of Canadian shows. That's what Motive and Rookie Blue are. But they don't really push either one of those shows very hard. You know, and those are cop shows, you know, which ABC loves. They love reality shows and they love them some cop shows. But if Continuum went on ABC, I think that they would put it someplace that is very ill-fitting, you know, like maybe after, you know, 10 o'clock at night after Modern Family, you know, reruns of Modern Family during the summer, and say, wow, this isn't doing pretty good. It doesn't keep that audience. I mean, yeah, you're going to put a really complex science fiction story after a brainless family sitcom. Right, that's really going to work, right? And I'm not saying that it's brainless, but come on. Let's face it. Compared to Continuum, you know, I mean, I realize that they say that comedy is harder to write, but when you have the characters that they have, it's pretty much, okay, hey, let's put Phil, hey, let's say so that Phil has to do the shopping this week. Oh, yeah. And at the same time, Mom has a cold and she's still trying to do everything. Oh, hijinks ensue. And I'm somebody who actually likes Modern Family, but, you know, I'm not going to say it's very deep, okay? So they would put Continuum on a show like that. Let's just leave Modern Family out of it. They put on a show like that. It won't work, so then they'll just burn off all the episodes on a Saturday. And then people will be like, well, at least we tried. Well, it should go to Sci-Fi. And now, yeah, see? But it's on Sci-Fi, and like I said, where else? The only other channel I can think of that regularly, and I know that's probably because it's very early in the morning, and I haven't been thinking, you know, extremely clear this morning. But it's BBC America. You know, BBC America has a advantage. Oh, look at that. I forgot to put it on mute. Has a distinct advantage over Sci-Fi and a lot of things, you know. A lot of their stuff is paid for by British taxes, I believe. And, you know, you wouldn't be able to get away with something like that with Continuum. You know, so I actually think we should be kind of happy that we're allowed to, you know, I'm not saying we're allowed, but that the show is being allowed to air in America so that we can, so that most people can see it, you know. Although I think that there are that there are alternative routes that a lot of people take to see the show, you know. I know that before it aired in America, I did. You know, same thing with Lost Girl. I was a big proponent of watching Lost Girl. And then it came on Sci-Fi, and I was happy so other people can actually see how good that show is. But think about it. Lost Girl and Continuum. If there was no Sci-Fi channel, where would they air in America? You know, I can't think of any place. And I know people would say, well, what about HBO or Stars or Encore, something like that? Yeah, but I kind of doubt it. You know, Lost Girl, maybe. I can see Lost Girl fitting in on a Cinemax or Showtime, you know. Although they would really have to lose a lot of the fantasy aspects and play up more of the succubus aspect. You know, can't see continuing on either of those channels or HBO. So I think the HBO likes to air stuff that they create, you know. And I think that Showtime's like that now. I know back in the day they would do, was Odyssey 5, but it's not back in the day anymore, you know. So I was thinking about it. It wouldn't be on network television. It wouldn't be, neither of them, I should say, would be on pay cable. So that leaves basic cable. And I can't think of any channel that would do it, you know. Maybe back, you know, once again, back in the day, TNT would think about it because they're the ones who saved, the last two seasons of Babylon 5. Yeah, but they're highfalutin. Ever since they got rid of wrestling, they said, no, we're only going to show the best of the best. And that's why we get, you know, Franklin and Bash and Rizzoli and Isles and was it King and Maxwell? Mm. You know what they all have in common? Yeah, that's right. They all star movie stars who are not doing television. Yeah, you thought I was gonna go with the and thing, didn't you? Yeah, see? I'm a lot deeper than you thought. Anyway, so USA? No, because USA, once again, they like to have their own stuff. G4? No, G4 is going to Esquire, which is going to be, I think, like a watered-down version of Spike. And there's no way either one of those will be shown on Spike. So there you go. We're love them or hate them, we're stuck with sci-fi, you know? And I think that if you want more stuff like Lost Girl, or Continuum, or even Eureka, which, you know, I really, really miss. What you need to do is rally the troops and get more people to actually watch the show. You know? I mean, they got a bunch of buzz and a bunch of people to watch Sharknado, which, no, I did not watch it. I saw Jaws, that's enough for me. You know. Let's face it. Any other shark movie, to me, I'm going to be comparing to Jaws, even if it's like a tornado made out of sharks, I guess. I think that's what it was about. So you got Jaws, you got Twister. I've seen both those movies. I don't need to see a combination. You know. But they got a lot of buzz, and I think they're even thinking about making another one. I mean, which is what they do. If they can have a cheesy movie that gets any kind of buzz, they will make another one. In fact, they have like a whole series of them, like Mega Shark, I think. I think one starred Debbie Gibson, another one starred Tiffany. And I think they had a third one where they both teamed up. I can't remember. I don't really care about those types of movies. But what I'm saying is, the only way that they will learn, sci-fi will learn what you want, is if you get a bunch of like-minded people to actually watch the shows, to tweet, Facebook, Instagram, I don't know, whatever the fuck, excuse me, whatever forgetful people like me would need to actually remember that the show is on, you know? I mean, yeah, you can DVR it, but DVR doesn't really help in the ratings. You know, they kind of say they do, but let's face it, they don't really care. You know, the way I understand it, having good DVR numbers is nice, and they can always, you know, and that's one of those things that they can actually go to. advertisers say, well, look, yeah, well, I know the numbers are low, but if you look at these DVR overnights, then, you know, blah, 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 blah. But if I'm an advertiser and you tell me that I'm low, that you want me to buy time on your low-rated show, but on the bright side, it's higher-rated on devices where people can fast through my message, that really doesn't make me go, oh, well, I guess then I will give you my money. No, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. Realize one thing. When it comes to television, television shows, no, television networks, television shows are not the product. That's what I keep having to tell people. Television shows, no matter how good they are not the product. Okay? Your time is the product. They sell your time, your eyeballs, your attention to advertisers. You are the product. Okay? So, the more of you they can get, the more of you they can sell. And if they can sell you, then they are going to keep giving you what you want to see so they can sell you. Does that make sense? Because that's how it is. Anyway, if you have any feedback, go ahead and send it to Derek, D-E-R-E-K, at deliberatenoise.com. Although I should make a sci-fi noise email. But yeah, that would take too much effort in the 6 minutes that I have. Anyway, so yeah, leave me some feedback. Send me some voicemail messages if you'd like. That's 734-331-0772. I think you can only leave messages of up to 5 minutes long. So go for what you know. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I will be back soon with a longer episode. Thanks for listening.